four, tres, two, uno.
The T to the E to the R N R to the O N R to the O to the F to the E X I S T E N to the C to the E. And one more time, let's do it again. To the T, to the E, to the R N R, to the O N R, to the O, to the F, to the E X I S T E N, to the C, to the E, the E, the E, the E. I worry that my life is not fergalicious enough.
Not fergalicious enough.
Fergalicious definition make them boys go loco. That is its definition. It makes the boys go loco. So, why do I even want it? Why do I want something that makes me loco, crazy, fou, verrückt? How can I crave something that is known to make men, boys, potentially women and girls as well, crazy? And does it make them crazy when they see it? Or when they hear it? When they're near it? When they dream of it? When they long for it? When they have it? Have fergaliciousness? And what even is fergaliciousness? A state of being? A mindset? A powerful weapon for freedom in the war of terror on non-fergaliciousness? Somehow I feel that the non-concreteness of the phrase is part of its appeal to me. The term fergalicious is an almost blank canvas upon which I can project my desires, or have my desires projected onto by others, to then feel that they have been my desires all along. How should I know what I want if I have not been told what I want? Can Fergie tell me? Can she teach me how to live a life that feels thrilling and dazzling and dripping in fergaliciousness? Can anyone? I cannot define fergaliciousness, but it feels like a lost part of myself. Something that would make me whole, but that has split from me at an early age. And now I must roam the earth and its pop-hit pumped dance floors in search of what I could have been all along, if I would have dared to be complete. But, at the same time, the fergaliciousness I am searching for is not just a lost part of me, but is also a lost part of everyone else at the same time. Many people I meet look from the outside as if they're mud wrestling in the slimy goodness of Fergaliciousness. Until you get to know them, them and their demons. Demons who tell these people that seem so Fergalicious that they are lacking. Their demons tell them why they are ripped away from true Fergaliciousness. Just like myself. Do you want to live fancy? Britney Spears asked us in Work Bitch. She gave us instructions on how to reach this fancy life. You better work, bitch. Now get to work, bitch. Is this fancy life close to Fergaliciousness? Can they compare? Are Britney and Fergie prophets of the same dream? Does Fergaliciousness happen in Lamborghinis, in Maseratis, in Bugattis?
Broom, broom.
As if the craving for fancy, delicious Fergaliciousness was a sin. As if I taint myself with my longing for something that will be forever beyond my reach. But how can it be sinful? If the longing was part of me all along, the lack of Fergaliciousness is inscribed into me. There was never a doubt that I longed for it. There was just a process of learning from things around me what images I could upload into that empty shell of a craving. And now, this crucial part of me, this part that is an absence in itself, is filled with things that I collected without holding proper inventory. And I cannot tell from whom and from where all these things come that make up the void that is part of me. And thereby, the idea of what could be Fergalicious of what could be the pinnacle of Fergaliciousness needs to be a megalomaniac exaggeration. It needs to keep being unobtainable. It needs to have the lack inscribed into it. Can it ever be that we feel Fergalicious? Where should we go from a point of Fergaliciousness? It needs to be locked away from us, behind a glass door, visible but unattainable. Just like Fergie herself, like she sings in My Humps.
You can look, but you can't touch it. If you touch it, I'ma start some drama. You don't want no drama.
But maybe I want the drama. Now the drama is already here. The drama of being kept in a state of tantalizing longing saves me from the drama of fulfillment. But even if I know that fulfillment would torture me more than the craving of it, the fact remains that I do want it. I do want Fergaliciousness. And I somehow feel that it is this wanting, this craving, this desire, it is this what actually drives me loco.
Fergalicious definition make them boys go loco.
Especially because this desire is so constant. And within this desire, everything that I achieve, or get, or reach, or manifest, has already the longing for the next thing inscribed in it. You know, it feels like when you're eating a really tasty meal, and while you're eating, you already think about dessert. It is always the next, the thing that is not present. I wonder if I can only appreciate things that are absent. In a way, I feel like a reversed King Midas. Like everything I touch turns into objects of my disinterest. As soon as I have it, it unmasks itself as something that lacks Fergaliciousness, and I keep wanting more. But despite this process repeating itself over and over again, I cannot help but believe that Fergaliciousness is just around the corner. Is behind this glass door, tainted glass, can see its shimmering edges, never being fully aware of what it is, but being sure that it rests there. And so I think that maybe it is in the next thing I buy, or in the next place I visit, or in the next career step, or in the next cute boy that I kiss. It is always the next thing that is teasing me from around the corner. I got reasons why I tease them. And all this tantalizing teasing keeps me feeling like I'm on the edge of deliciousness, at the edge of fulfillment. without ever achieving my desires. And in that way, I experience every potential satisfaction as dissatisfying. And my desire itself strives for poor, pure, immaculate, fergaliciousness. Even though I still don't really know what that means. And they be lining down the block just to watch what I got. I guess when Jenny Holzer wrote her famous "Protect me from what I want," the banner was not big enough to add. Because once I reached my goal, I noticed its inherent emptiness, forcing me to come up with new goals and desires to push for, and as this process repeats itself, I can't help but feel overwhelmed by all of it, because in the end, I'm just so tired. O, to the B, to the J-E-T, to the P, to the E, to the T-I-T, to the A, to the A, to the A,